fitting our body posture. Be the frame of reference for our awareness. No strategy. We strategize so much of our lives. Doing all the things we do, in an effort to try and get what we want. Which from a certain perspective is understandable. From a certain perspective we believe that when we get what we want, we'll be free from the pain of the feeling of wanting. Hence all the strategies that we cultivate hoping to be successful in our efforts. But all of our efforts have been found to be seriously lacking in taking us to the experience of freedom from the irritation of wanting. We still feel irritated, as if we've got an itch. It appears like if we scratch this itch, we'll feel better. All that happens is it just goes away momentarily and then comes back, sometimes worse than ever. So from another perspective, all our strategies fail. All of our strategies have failed. Failed in the sense of freeing us from the irritation of wanting. And getting angry about the wanting that doesn't do it either. So in our meditation, let's make another effort the effort of no strategy, no doing. Bring all of our stubbornness and determination and resolution to bear in a different direction. We resolutely apply ourselves to being alert. Alert to how we feel right now. With our allowing heart and an alert quality of attention. We come across a personal recognition. Of the compulsive tendencies to always be doing. We know for ourselves that what it feels like to always be doing something about something so as to make it otherwise. And if our alert, allowing quality of awareness is consistent enough, is embodied enough, not only do we come to recognize for ourselves the compulsiveness of this momentum, but we also see the consequence of it. We get to see directly the futility of always engaging in this momentum of wanting to do something about something so as to change it. And we see the consequences of compulsively judging, of not allowing. We know the movement of mind that take sides for or against. We know the inclination to hold fast to a fixed position of being neither for nor against. And see that too as judging. If we approach our inner seeing, inner listening, our meditation, free of strategy, free from compulsive of doing, because we've seen the futility of it, then we see through the apparent nature. To that which is beyond the way things appear to be. It's not better or superior. But seeing such does help in holding a freer perspective on the way things appear to be. Sometimes the judging mind appears to be an eternal condition. It appears like it really is me, and I can never be free from this compulsive taking sides for and against, picking and choosing, liking and disliking. It can appear that way. And from a certain perspective, it actually does appear that way. Yet if our effort in practice is not a manipulating, strategizing doing, but a resolute being alert, allowing, then even the apparently convincing impression that the judging mind is an ultimate condition, even that can be seen as otherwise. When I feel guilty, seriously guilty, it can appear that this is eternal. It actually does appear that way. Yet if we remain resolute in our commitment to not strategizing, but allowing, being attentive, being alert, the tendencies to add and detract to the apparent reality of our feeling guilty fade out, cease. Feeling guilty still feels like feeling guilty, but it's just so. There's a much larger reality beyond the way it appears to be. The apparent force and significance of the momentum of mind that we experience as me certainly appears eternal and profoundly important. Sometimes wonderfully significant, sometimes tragically burdensome, but me, I appear as eternal. As a seriously important matter. And from a certain perspective, it actually does appear that way. I do experience myself like that. But is that really how it is? Isn't it the case that we all feel like we're the most important thing in all of existence? What would happen if we pulled the plug on this apparent reality and refused to assume the validity of the way I appear? We're not rejecting it. We're not judging it. We're not condemning it. But we're not feeding it with our attention. We're allowing it. We allow our attention to be all-encompassing. However I may experience myself, wherever I may find myself, and as a great German mystic Meister Eckhart said, where we meet ourselves, we let ourselves go, and when we let ourselves go, we find